hosts, Ryan Payne and Jordan Strickler.
Welcome back to another episode of You Killed It.
I'm Jordan Strickland. That's Ryan Kane. As you can tell from the intro music, we're going to use that intro music, right?
We are.
Okay, yeah, that was my composition for this, and I did the voiceover too. I'm very impressed with myself.
Yeah, it turned out good.
I think so. So this week, we're going to be going over episode 2 of The Challenge, but first, I wanted to talk to you about Survivor because it was a ridiculous episode, and really, when I think about it, these two shows are not that different. The only difference is that they're on an island.
Yeah, they're not. And I'm kind of like I hadn't watched Survivor in a while, but I'm glad that I got back into it just because you're right, they are very, very, very similar.
Me too, because it's been like 5 or 6 years since I last watched a season of Survivor. I don't know why. It seems like everybody is getting back into it in the heroes versus villains thing.
But you know what? That may be it. And that's the big difference between
it's an all-star
the
season.
Challenge and Survivor is that with The Challenge, you know these people and you've gotten to know them.
Yeah, it's always an all-star season.
So, like, I guess that's just why I like The Challenge more. Because, you know, there can be a season of Survivor where, like, I don't like anybody.
You know what I noticed about Survivor this season is I haven't seen one bit of footage where anybody is scrounging for food or fishing or, like, picking anything off the trees. Like, it's all the strategy. And that's it. It's all strategy and challenges. It doesn't.
Yeah, like I wonder if maybe they were just set up on an island that was, I don't know, had a lot of food on. Like, because you know, you'll remember the one where James, like they were talking about how he's always eating all the bananas.
Yeah, they just had bananas,
and they're always like chowing down on coconuts.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows?
Yeah, maybe it's just easy. Maybe they made it that way on purpose, but you wouldn't know it to look at that Courtney chick who looks like she's like walking out of a concentration camp
in
the Holocaust.
She is.
She has, like, if you just look at a headshot of her face, she's got a really nice face, but mm-hmm. then when you go down, she's got like a 12-inch waist. It's a little unnerving, and sternum is popping out of her chest.
It's weird. Like, I mean, she came into it very thin, and then the island just took its toll.
Yeah. She got voted out this week, right?
She did, yeah.
I was kind of glad, because I felt like she was probably going to die if she stayed there much longer. But what I wanted to talk about was the Heroes team made the dumbest, most unbelievable move I've ever... I would have never saw it coming. They thought that Russell... Let's just assume if you don't watch Survivor, just fast forward through this half. But we're just going to assume that you watched it. Russell, everybody thinks that he's going to be the next one to go on the villains tribe. But the reality of the situation is that he is running the show. They all thought that it was a girls' alliance on the other tribe. So their genius plan to get Russell on their side when the merge happens, which it looks like it's going to be next week, is to give him their immunity idol during one of the challenges. So now Russell has an immunity idol and Parvati does. But Russell doesn't know Parvati does. But now the villains have two immunity idols. And I was like cackling and like rolling on the floor laughing because I couldn't believe how stupid they were when I was watching
that
it yesterday.
That was such a huge assumption to make. Like, I don't know how any of them thought, like...
They were all on board, too. Like, Rupert's like, this is such a great plan.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What a bunch of fucking fools.
Yeah. It's, it was pretty unbelievable.
Like, I mean, if you don't watch Survivor, just like, check out your On Demand and just watch that very last episode because mm-hmm. It was insane.
Yeah, and next week, Sandra or whatever is going to let the cat out of the bag and let him know there's no female alliance, and then they're going to feel really stupid.
Yeah, my God.
So that's
like,
going to be funny.
And, like, do you think that they'll all just turn on JT? Like, you fucking idiot.
They should. What have
you done to us?
I kind of wish I had watched all the seasons leading up to it because I get the idea that all these people were, like, the best of their season, which I can't really imagine Courtney being the best in her season or running the show, but apparently
yeah.
she was. But...
JT won his season, I think. So, which
Maybe they just thought he was stupid, so underestimated him or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I kind of think he's stupid, so
yeah, he seems
I could see how they could make that mistake.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I guess that's all for Survivor.
On to the challenge.
Yeah. So we start off this episode with some classic partying that, I've noticed there's there's probably going to be two party scenes in every episode. There, it starts off with them partying and making out, and then there's one in the middle, and then it's spliced in with some strategy as they're making out, and that seems to be the...
Well, I think probably once it gets down to less people, you'll see less partying, because then they all just become deadly serious.
Yeah, and the, now, the all the partiers are going to be out.
Yeah, yeah.
But started out with Sarah and Vinny going into their room when their partners. I didn't realize at the beginning of the episode. I had forgotten they were actually teamed up. But they had a sexual intercourse romp in on one of the bunk beds, apparently. And what I wrote down in my notes here was Sarah bangs Vinny, strong partnership, which I found out later in the episode that I was wrong. And then you have Evelyn and Carly. Carly, another one who I predicted would be a weak player last week, and that went down the tubes
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, man. Like, I gotta go back to Sarah really quick. How do you feel about that? Because she was your pick. She was your girl pick. She's gone, Jordan. She's fucking gone.
Well, I wanted to wait to talk about the fact that she got voted out. The worst part about it was... We'll go through everything, but the worst part was my two picks to win the entire challenge when you asked me last week were Kenny and Laurel and Sarah and Vinny, and they were both in exile this week. So I knew I was screwed as soon as they got voted in. But I was rooting for Sarah just because I wanted to see Vinny or Kenny go more than her.
I'm pretty sure I was rooting for Kenny to stay. Because I just like the big feud between him and Wes. I think it's interesting on the show.
It is interesting.
But what is wrong with these, like, these fresh meat people? Or even, like, the weaker teams, like the teams that aren't Kenny or Wes, pretty much? Why aren't they, like, what are we doing? Let's vote Kenny and Wes in at the same time.
Yeah.
It was a great idea of Wes's to vote Kenny in. But now let's just kind of stray from his plan ever so slightly.
Yeah, why wouldn't they do that?
Like, make him do the dirty work.
They should have had everybody vote Kenny in and then Landon vote Wes in or something like that.
Like all anyone had to do is be like, wait, why are we then deciding on what other weak team to throw in? No, let's knock out one of the strong people right away.
It's like the plan, it was a really kind of ingenious plan because they voted in two people from Kenny's alliance. Mm-hmm. It was an ingenious plan of Wes's, but as far as the rest of the tribes, like it's like they all assume Kenny and Wes, or at least one of them, is going to be in the final challenge, like no matter what they do, rather than just taking them out. Like they don't even think.
Yeah,
that
it's like they forget that only four people are going to be in the final challenge.
Yeah,
it's like,
they could take
well,
them out.
Well, once
wanted.
Kenny is gone, we all get the money, right? Right, Wes? That's how it's going to play out. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, that's exactly it.
Plus, that would have been a great exile if. It was pretty good, but it would have been great if it was Kenny versus Wes.
And, like, I got to tell you, if I think Kenny and Wes went up against each other, Kenny's got it. Wes has gone home. Like,
I don't know about that.
I think so, because, like, think about that last one, the whole bucket challenge. Mm-hmm. Wes couldn't carry her bucket. She has to do that on her own, doesn't she? Like, I mean...
I think they could split up the weight any way they wanted.
So she would just have to carry the buckets?
Well, she'd probably carry a little bit of weight. But yeah, she wouldn't have been done well on that one at all.
Because it's
right.
Not like in the last Fresh Meat, Wes carried three bags and Casey carried one. But it's not like Wes could load up all the weight in his buckets and then she just gets one sandbag in her bucket. Because that would be weighing her in all kinds of weird directions. You have to like even it out. So I don't know. I she doesn't have it.
Well, we haven't really seen her do anything. She kind of screwed up the thing where they went underwater for him, like he was kind of pissed, like they were under and then he thought, or she said she thought that he had the chest or whatever he was supposed to be hanging on to, and she just dropped it when you see it in the underwater shot.
Now, really quick, I rewatched the Meet the Meats last night just to get a little bit more information. Who do you think was the weakest girl from...
I thought it was like Sydney.
It was Mandy.
Was it?
Yeah.
And Wes chose her?
She did the absolute weakest.
Why did he choose her?
I don't know.
He didn't have last pick or anything.
Who do you think was the weakest guy?
I can't remember their names. Who was the guy who got picked last?
Luke.
Yeah, let's say Luke.
Wrong.
Who was it?
It was Brandon. Luke.
Oh, was the black guy Brandon?
Yeah, Luke came in number two. Hmm. Luke did the second best out of everyone.
Okay.
He
got second best out of everyone?
Yes.
Why would they pick him last?
I have no idea.
Like, so I was right. Him and Evelyn are going to be unstoppable.
They could be a good team. Like, I mean, like I said last episode, the qualifiers didn't exactly... Might not have anything to do with the challenges in the future, but I mean, just the fact that he did second best, like, he did really good. What I think is that last, like, obstacle course where they had to do the walls and then the puzzle and then the rope, I think that's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he did pretty damn good in that. But yeah, I don't know what these people were thinking when they were picking their teams. And Laurel, she was actually the strongest girl. Cara Murray came in second.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, she's definitely bigger.
Back to this week's episode. You had mentioned the Carly Evelyn hookup.
Yeah, the peanut butter motorboat and the shower together.
Yeah, like now Ev has just, you know, made out with people before, but I don't ever remember seeing her taking it to the shower. She's always seemed a bit more modest than that, I guess. I don't know, maybe alcohol was flowing that night.
I'm sure it probably was. I've been wondering for a long, long time where the raw footage of all these episodes is. Like,
yeah.
At what point is one of these cameramen or like editors going to get disgruntled and release all this footage?
I would love to work on this show. Like, I wouldn't even do that. Like, I would just see it
log
for
it
myself.
Log it in the spank bank?
Not even that. Just know that I've seen it. You know, it would be... Enough for me.
I guess so. I think it should be, all the girls should be, should have to pose in Playboy at some point, which most of them do, but it should be a law. It should be written into their contract.
Which sucks is that the Playboy thing, like the Real World Road Rules Playboy spread, that was so long ago. It's a whole new group of people these days.
The only one that was in it that would even come back again is Veronica, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Now, like, while Ev and Carly were hooking up and smearing peanut butter over themselves, Danny made his only good point I've ever heard him say, that it was pretty fucking disgusting. Like, there was nothing.
Yeah, it was
there was
gross.
Nothing hot about that.
Yeah, it was really gross.
Like,
they
I don't
had,
know.
Like, mayonnaise and stuff. Mayonnaise and peanut butter is not a good look for a girl.
But it did make me kind of turn the corner on Carly. Like, I don't know, just her normal, like, look with the big hair and everything doesn't really do it for me. Mm-hmm. But when she was getting out of the shower with...
Yeah.
Just, you know.
You enjoyed that?
Good looking girl.
And apparently Laurel may or may not be lesbian. Let's just assume she's bisexual because she was trying to have sex with Teresa, who the self-proclaimed hot girl in the house. And but she got denied and Teresa still wants Kenny and Wes. And then Wes denied her, or Kenny did, so now she's trying to bang Wes. She may or may not have.
Yeah,
it was unclear.
I want to see if Wes makes a big deal out of that when he finds out.
I hope he does. That would be funny.
I hope so, too. Now, getting more into the strategy portion of the show, one of my favorite scenes was where Ev, Danny, and Wes were kind of talking, and Ev was like, why would you ever think to vote in Pete and Jillian? You know, they're on our side. Mm-hmm.
During that scene, I was going nuts because I knew you had picked Pete and Jillian, and I was like, I was right, they're going to vote him in every time.
But, and then, like, Ev, like, walks away to go get some food, and Danny's like, listen, Wes, I know she made a lot of good points, and Wes was just like, shut the fuck up. She didn't make a lot of great points. She's right.
Uh-huh.
And it was just so, like, I don't pay you to think, Danny. Just fucking sit there and be quiet, would you?
Mm-hmm.
Adults are talking here.
Yeah. Jillian in the, she thought she was going in for sure, and then during the first preliminary challenge, whatever you want to call it, she refused to compete, and Pete, like, did his like, Hulk act and threw her in the lake, and she was pissed, and she still didn't do it.
Well, here's the thing about that. Like, when she was first like, oh, I don't want to do this, I've gone into elimination, I was like, come on, Jillian, you're my fucking girl, let's get it together, let's rally, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as I rewatched that scene, she was going to do it. She was, like, complaining about it, like, this is going to suck, I don't know why we're even doing this, but, like, when Pete was like, I'm going to throw you in, she had just put her goggles on and was standing at the side of the thing. It's like, she's not fucking psyched about this, but let her get in on her own. Like, if he hadn't thrown her in, she probably would have done the mission.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because she was complaining about it during various stages of preparation. It was like, she's like, I don't want to do this, and she's putting her hair up in the swim cap, and then he, like, oh my god, he's...
Pete seems like a retard. In fact, it seems like nobody on this show knows how to regulate emotion, like none of the guys at least.
Yeah.
Like they all just go from zero to super angry all at once.
And it really seems like she hates her partner.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's never a good setup.
That was a decent challenge, and you were kind of right about Landon being good. I didn't really think about that. They ended up winning that one, Landon and Carly.
And she like kind of proved herself to be a bit of a good competitor.
Yeah, they had a good system, and they kept going up and down. And Kenny and Laurel came in second on that one, and they were really good too. And they won in the final challenge after they got voted in. So I think they're still. I think Kenny's going to go back to the house next week and like try to rally everything and get everybody on his side.
Yeah, just be like, come on, listen, guys.
But if it turns into like where they both just have blinders on and just want to take each other out, Kenny and Wes, it's going to be, one of them's going to have to lose on one of these things if they keep voting each other in or getting each other to go in. Unless they have some kind of truce.
Yeah, really.
And you were right about Jen being useless for Nor. Like, she fucked that up for him. And so is I was right about Sydney being useless. CJ and Sydney both sucked. We were kind of wrong about CJ. He was horrible.
And you know what? Even though Luke did second best at the meet the meat thing, he's still a worthless competitor. In that, he couldn't do a goddamn thing.
Yeah, he didn't seem to do very good.
And listen, I don't even want to get started on fucking Vinny, who couldn't even go down there. It left Sarah came alone. Sarah came in like maybe third or fourth place. She stayed down there for like 58 seconds.
Yeah, he was weak. And Brandon was horrible too. I don't think he even put his head under the water. This could get racist, but perpetuating the stereotype that black men hate swimming or going in water. And let's see. So then after Landon wins, he's out there like hitting golf balls or whatever, and Wes comes in out, and apparently Landon has never like joined an alliance or anything, but
yeah,
he decided to like make a play and go with Wes and do what Wes said.
This game, man, it fucking changes people. No one goes into it wanting to be like Johnny Bananas or something like that. Not even Johnny Bananas went into it wanting to be Johnny Bananas. Like,
why did they call him Johnny Bananas, by the way?
I don't fucking know. I hate having to say it, but if I say John, no one knows who the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But, like, you go in, you try to play it straight, and you get screwed over. And then the next time you come in, and it's, like, game on. Just kind of sucks to see it happen that way, but I guess it makes for good TV. But now you were talking about the scene where Wes went out to talk to Landon.
Mm-hmm.
That started pretty much the best portion of the show. It's like,
definitely,
Wes got Landon on board. It was just like a really cool scene. Cut to commercial. Then it came back to a montage of like Kenny finding out that he's going in, and Kenny last minute scrambling, trying to rally people together.
Yeah, I was laying on my couch watching this, and when that all started, I like sat up and started to take notice and
compelling.
Get into it.
Yeah. It was like I was on the edge of my seat.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends with the talk between Kenny and Landon, where Kenny is like, do you really think he's going to keep you in here for that long? And Landon's like, no, but longer than you. And he laughs in Kenny's face.
Kenny knows he's fucked, and he's like, he was saying, like, for the first time, he's on the bottom of things and he has zero power.
Yeah.
And it's because he doesn't have his other guys in there, Evan and Derek and Johnny.
Yeah.
Bananas. And then, but then he tries to, like, he ran back in and tried to, like, rally everybody on his side to try to get, I think he was trying to get, he was trying to vote Wes out. But that didn't work at all. Somebody may have voted for Wes. I can't remember who.
Might
have had a couple votes, but
there were some throwaway votes. Like some people didn't go with their teammates, and like one person voted for Wes.
Mm-hmm. I always like like the veterans get all pissed. They're like, who do these fresh meat people think they are?
Yeah, exactly.
They don't know how this is supposed to work. I like that. Like, it's funny that they take it so seriously because it's just a goofy TV show, but it wouldn't be the same show if they didn't take it so seriously.
But at the same time, man, of course they're taking it seriously, because you have to assume a lot of these people probably had to walk away from a job, and they're yeah. like really crossing their fingers that they get money that will then sustain them for the next like 6 months.
Uh-huh. Until the next challenge.
And especially these days when it's probably easier for them to find a job because you can, you know, walk into a bar and be like, come on, man, I'm on MTV. People love me.
Mm-hmm.
People will come in just to see me, just to see Kenny, Mr. Beautiful.
I'd like to meet Kenny.
Yeah, same here.
I'd say hi to him if I saw him in a bar or something. So then after the voting thing, Kenny and Laurel get voted in, and Sarah and Vinny get voted in, both my picks. And then they both get their part. Like, all the rest of the people end up just partying after that, just like every episode. And then they go to the exile.
Now, before they go to the exile, there's that scene with Ev talking shit to them at the breakfast table.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, Vinny's like, get the fuck out of here.
Like, Ev is, I think, I really hate her.
Yeah, she's really unlikable.
Because, like, you know, like, one season she'll be playing, like, the noble character, you know, like, everyone's against me. But as soon as she gets into the power position, she turns into one of the biggest son of a bitch.
When I really started to hate her was last season when she threw that challenge and went home. Because, number one, it's a game, number one. So why are you throwing away the challenge when you know you can win? And B, she was up against her supposed best friend or whatever, and she knew she was going to throw it, and yet she, like, toyed with her for a half an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, didn't finish her off. She just, like, made her suffer, and then she just jumped off
the thing. Like, she wanted to make sure everyone knew, like, wait a minute, I'm not, like, losing this thing.
Yeah.
I can totally win it. I'm mm-hmm. not afraid, but it was a dick move.
Also, I don't like her hair. She's got, like, a big, like, a mane of hair. It's way too thick or something. And then,
so yeah, Ev, work on that hair.
Mm-hmm. So what happens next? The exile is basically climbing up a steep slope with wearing these buckets with weights in each of them. And I really did like seeing Kenny suffering and, like, trying to lift them and not being able to get them on his shoulders and stuff. I also liked his technique of carrying them in front of him, which is, like, a terrible idea.
Because, yeah, they're probably fucking dragging on the ground half the time.
And breaking his back.
Now, I don't know. I think, like, everyone was talking about how it's like, oh, you can't get a good footing because the buckets are swinging around. Fucking simple. Wrap the chains around the poles so the buckets are right up at the top, and then just reach out with your hands and grab the two lower buckets so they're not swinging all over the place. Give yourself just a little bit of stability, you know?
Yeah. That'd be a decent plan.
In fact, I think at the end of the, like, the very last leg of the race, I think Sarah actually did that. But why wasn't that first thing that they're doing? It's like, man, it's so hard with these buckets swinging all over the place. Mm-hmm. What am I gonna do? Oh well, just keep walking.
It was a pretty close race, and towards the end, they, like, Vinny said, like, he could see them and stuff, and they're like, come on, we're still in this, but they don't pick up the pace at all.
Exactly. Vinny was like, we gotta do it, let's go.
You gotta run. Like, and that was at the point when I think they didn't have any weight left in their buckets anymore.
Exactly.
Like, you just pull from. I have had that feeling, like, in my life where your muscles, like, physically won't respond to what your brain is telling them mm-hmm. to do. Maybe they were at that point of exhaustion.
It does look exhausting.
Yeah.
It looks tougher than any, like, Inferno, any of that shit. Mm-hmm. It is just, it looks like agony towards the end of it. Because, like, even at the end, there's no, like, they're not, like, they don't even have the strength to be upset. They're just like, hey, good look. And then they just kind of press their bodies against each other, trying mm-hmm. to hug.
And then Kenny said he really liked Sarah and stuff. And that one of the main reasons I hated him was because of him making fun of Sarah last season and being so mean to her. And now apparently he likes her.
Well, I mean, it seemed like they got along okay. I just think that Kenny wasn't really into her advances, and I don't know, he picked the playground method of just trying to like fucking push her down to the ground and shit like that.
Yeah.
But like once Sarah had her eye on someone else, their relationship was able to kind of level out, and I don't know. If you were Landon, which alliance would you join? Wes or Kenny?
I would probably go with Kenny 100% of the time. I would try to get in his like inner circle where I'd be like one of the Evans or the Johnny Bananas or something. Because Wes has been a lot more of a loner than Kenny has in past seasons. Like, he's kind of always on the outs with everybody, and he never really has his go-to people. And Kenny just seems like if he likes you, he'll take you along with him.
Very true. But at the same time, this is your first, you know, you'd have to say this is your first challenge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did say if you were Landon, right? If you were Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
If I was Ryan and I was on that for the first time, I think I would go with Wes.
Why is that?
Well, because in the end, I would rather go up against Wes than Kenny. Like Wes and Mandy than Kenny and Laurel, because Kenny and Laurel are going to fucking smoke fools if they get to that final mission.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just think that Wes would be an easier team to beat. Like once Kenny would be out of there, I would just be able to breathe slightly easier.
I didn't even really think of it that way. That's a good point, though. Like, I didn't think about who I was going to be going up against in the final challenge.
Because like if you think like Landon. Landon made the right move going with Wes, because Landon and Carly are very similar to the team of Wes and Mandy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It just comes down to kind of which guy can drag their partner in the furthest, the fastest, you know.
Although Carly did seem to we still don't know where she did good on the challenge, so we don't know what her potential is yet.
I have high hopes for her these days, like. Mm-hmm. I did turn a corner on Carly.
Yeah. Who do you think, back to Survivor, I think these two seasons, or these seasons of Survivor and The Challenge, have like the best two rivalries in television history.
You're right.
Rob and Russell and Wes and Kenny, who do you think the better rivalry is? Although Rob is out, Boston Rob got voted out, which was sad, but it was... unbelievable power play by Russell in that episode.
Yeah, I think just like, well, the thing is, we haven't seen as much from The Challenge yet.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe a little down
they
the line.
They could overtake them.
Yeah, like at this point, we're just beginning with The Challenge. So like, I've seen more like cool shit happen between Russell and Rob.
Mm-hmm.
But I have high hopes for Kenny and Wes. Like, The Challenge is still the show that I prefer, so. Mm-hmm.
I like how Kenny is always, he's always just so insulting. He's insulting Wes, like, telling him he's the dumbest person he's ever known and stuff like that at any chance he can possibly get.
Well, that's just Kenny's move.
Even in the after show, which I have to assume is, like, 6 months later, or maybe... If they were smart, they would just, after those events, they would just go to a studio, like, around the corner and film it.
Yeah, I've wondered that, and that's something, if we ever got, like, one of the contestants on the show,
mm-hmm.
That's something I'd ask them.
Yeah.
Like, when do they film those after shows? Like, clearly the, like, kind of the reunion is after the fact.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
When is the, I just lost my train of thought. Oh, there wasn't even a after show this week, was there? I looked online, there wasn't one.
No, they don't always do the after shows.
Oh.
It seems like if they have something really good to talk about, they'll have one. But
I did watch the backstage with TJ Lavin, though. Did you watch those?
I watched some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the ones where he's talking about like being a little bit ashamed of how some of the people behave.
And- yeah.
Stuff like that, but
and he just cares about the challenge and not really anything else.
Yeah, like I didn't see, like, they made an ad for one where it's like, what is the grossest thing TJ's ever seen? I didn't see that one though. Did you watch that?
I did, but it wasn't anything too exciting because I can't remember what he brought up.
Well, damn.
Yeah. Are we out of things to talk about?
I have a prediction, hookup prediction.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan and Luke.
You think?
I suspected. We shall see.
Has Luke given any clues that he's into the dudes?
Not exactly. I just kind of thought that he was gay from the first episode.
I could definitely
episode.
See that.
But I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess it's occurring to me now that I could be wrong. But
well, usually they do throw a token gay guy in any season, and he's the new that's the new fresh meat guy. So there's got to be one of them that's gay, you would think.
Also,
Ryan was the gay guy in the last fresh meat, right?
That's right. That's right. So it's very possible.
Mm-hmm.
Now we asked last week who was the girl who couldn't get into the country.
Uh-huh. You figured it out?
Yeah.
Nice.
I actually saw a video online, and then also someone who listened to the podcast posted on the podcast Facebook.
Really?
Yeah. So thanks to, I think it's Ray Vasquez, but he spells it, if I remember correctly, R-E-Y. Is that still Ray?
I guess, yeah.
Mr. Vasquez, thanks a lot. It was John A., by the way, and she apparently just forgot her passport.
Who is she again?
She was from Real World Cancun. She had, like, the tattoos and piercings.
Oh, damn. I would have liked to see her there.
Yeah, that would have been interesting. That would have been... I would have liked to see her on the show.
She forgot
as well.
Her passport.
Yeah,
what a retard.
Like, seriously, what the fuck was... Anyway.
So we actually have listeners, or a listener at least?
Yeah, apparently.
That's pretty good. And a lot of you, if you're listening right now, I may have messaged you because I have access to a bunch of Facebook people who have added all the cast members just like me. So I'm going to be doing some promotions. But as far as we know, this is going gangbusters so far.
Yeah.
It's setting the world on fire.
I'm sure we have just as many listeners as the show itself has viewers. So,
yeah. Well, definitely. Eventually this will overtake the show itself.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, maybe you don't have an hour to watch the show. You can listen to us in the car and just kind of know what's going down.
Exactly. And we'll just be recapping this and... I would say this is probably, how long have we been talking today?
32 minutes.
Yeah, I'd say about 30 minutes is probably going to be the amount of time that it usually takes to do the rundown of the different episodes. And
yeah,
then,
that'll probably be standard.
Yeah, and then the final episode might be a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got to do the recap of the whole season at that point.
A couple of interesting other notes that were in the video that I watched. Apparently Evelyn was, like, originally supposed to be on the challenge and then had to, like, back out or something, couldn't make it. So Jana was a last minute replacement, and then she fucked up, and then, like, Ev, like, I guess worked it out and made it to the show, or at least that's kind of what I got from the video.
Yeah,
it was taken in the van. I don't know if it was the van, like, back after the picks or on the way to the picks, but, like, the cast was just kind of chatting about it.
Yeah, Jana could be. She'd be good for entertainment purposes because she would just end up banging everybody.
Did she bang a lot of people?
She did.
She did?
She, I think she had sex with that chick who cut herself. And then she had that one douchebag guy she was going out with. And then I think she had sex with another guy and then somebody in the house, too.
The other
girl was pretty slutty, too.
Hmm.
So I might be jumbling it up. But they were both pretty slutty.
I don't know. I guess that just wasn't my favorite season. You know who I want to see?
I liked that season. Have you watched the DC season at all?
That was my least favorite season.
Is it over now?
Yeah.
I watched half an episode and I was just bored. So
it was a pretty uneventful season.
Yeah.
But you know what? Now that you mentioned that Cancun was a good season.
It was pretty good.
It had Brawny.
It had that prick that, yeah, he'd be good in the challenge.
I would love to see him in the challenge.
Yeah.
Apparently he joined, like, the Navy or something. So
Ugh,
I guess
what
we won't.
A fucking retard.
He's
a boxer. He's like a college boxer and stuff. He would be definitely good.
Also, Derek. Derek was a cool cast member who was. He and John A were friends, like, before being on the show. They, like, bartended together.
Hmm.
He was the gay guy of the season like the best wingman that
any of the guys could ask for. He seemed like a good guy.
Yeah, he seemed really cool.
And then you had the dick guy who was, like, talking about his punk band.
Oh, yeah, him.
He was
and
a
then
fucking prick.
CJ was from that season, too,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I'd like to see Brawny on there for sure.
Of course, there are some people from that season who I would not want to see, like Aiyah.
Yeah.
I don't want her on the fucking challenge.
She would just be off. She definitely has zero athletic ability, and she's a pain in the ass, but.
But yeah, there could be some cool... it's a shame that she didn't get on this season. Maybe next time around.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, any final thoughts?
Tune in next week. We'll be going over next week's episode. And tell your friends. Tell all your buddies that watch the challenge. And we'll be back.
Yeah, if you think... If you know anyone else that watches the challenge, be sure that, and you think they'll like this podcast, be sure to tell them about it.
Also, you can email us at youkilleditpodcast@gmail.com. And what's the blogspot page?
I think blogspot.com/youkilleditpodcast. All right. So if you want to post anything on there.
Cool. I might be doing some edits to the intro music again this week. So tune in next week to find out what they are.
That's cool. Also, one last thing. Since our listeners are so on the ball with getting back to us about things. Mm-hmm. I have an interesting little request. I'm sure you
get one of the cast members in here.
Not exactly what I was thinking, but okay. I'm sure you've heard a lot of talk about how Kenny used to be fat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we need a picture.
If
of Kenny
anyone
fat.
Has any fat pictures of Kenny, I would love to see one.
Posted on. Oh yeah, the Facebook page is You Killed It Podcast.
Yeah,
I believe.
So, you know, just get in touch with us.
And add yourself as a fan of the Facebook page, too.
And I guess that's all for this week.
Yep. I'm Jordan Strickland.
I'm Ryan Kane.
We'll catch you later.
Have a good one.